You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1244.
Simple. I think everybody wants to overcomplicate this, right, Valentin? Everybody wants to like overanalyze and get stuck in paralysis by analysis. And then there's guys like you going out there that just go find properties that need renovation, get their address, get the phone number for the owners and call them.
Correct.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, America's number one podcast for new real estate investors, where we know that finding discounted property is the most proven path to financial freedom. I am your host, Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, Mr. Talk to People, and I am telling you this, if I can do it, so can you. So let's get started. This podcast does not need a long introduction because the story of this amazing wholesaler, this amazing man that I'm about to have a conversation with is going to blow your mind. If you've ever had doubts that you can do this business, if you've ever had struggles getting going and building up the momentum and being able to overcome obstacles, let this podcast inspire you. Let this be something that sparks the fire that gets you to take action. And without rambling on forever, it is my pleasure to introduce Valentin Trujillo.
Trujillo.
There we go.
Nice.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm excited to have you on here. Obviously, we're neighbors. You live here in Phoenix. You show up. You're part of the TTP family. You've showed up to almost every Friday with my company meetings for the last year and a half. And I've really got to see your business explode. I mean, I'm sitting here right here, Valentin, with a stack of checks from this year ranging from $47,000. $13,000, $49,000, $28,000 to $300,000 to $13,500. I mean, you have just had an incredible year, $150,000 worth of wholesale deals this year. How did you get into real estate? Tell us your backstory.
Okay. Thanks for letting me be here. I love your phrase. If I can do it, so you can do it too. So that was really motivated me a lot. So I'm from Mexico, 3 hours from Mexico City. So I've been here for like 23 years. Mm-hmm. So in 2012, a friend of mine invited me to do those loan modifications, you know,
sure,
when market crashed. So he introduced me to real estate. So I was working in that time. I was working in a restaurant called El Pollo Loco. Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yeah, sure.
I was working in there. So he invited me to do loan modifications or to be in the business, the real estate business, but I don't know anything about it. Okay, so I said, perfect, let's do it. But, you know, when you work for somebody else, your mind is totally different, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have to wait for like 6 months, think about it, you know? I was talking to my friends, talking to my friends in my job that I'm going to quit because I'm going to do this. Loan modifications, I'm going to do real estate. But they was laughing at me because I was 5 years in there already, mm-hmm, working with them. So they say, how are you going to go? Because you are being here for 5 years. Now you say you're going to go and do houses or loan modifications and all that stuff. So one day I decide, when you make small money or a little bit of money, you live in this like little box, you know, mm-hmm, you pay your rent, you pay your car, you pay your insurance, and you think you don't need anything else. Why? Because you are living with this small money, you know?
Yeah.
So to go somewhere else and in here, you don't get paid if you don't sell anything. If you don't do any sale, you don't get paid, you know? So right, you have to sell something to get paid. So my mind was like, do I have to do this or do I have to stay on my job?
Right. You know?
So, and then I decided to quit my job and go all in, all focus in real estate. In that case, loan modifications. So that's how I start in the business, Ari, in the houses.
But why not just stay in a job that's paying you? Why not just live in, you know, paying your bills, living a decent life? Like, why did you want more? Why did you want to make more money? Why did you want to get in out of that small box?
You know what? Before that, I used to live in Sedona. So I used to live in Sedona. When I get here, to Sedona, Arizona, 2 hours from here. In there, I was working in a restaurant as well. So there's a guy who was working there, and he says, hey, whoever wants to be rich, come to my house. Someone from Phoenix is going to come to explain or to talk about this business, MLM, multi-level marketing, you know?
Yeah.
So in this meeting, I heard about cash flow quadrant, you know, Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah.
So that's why I changed my mind, you know? So I said, and they said, and this business says, they said, I remember. So they have a whiteboard in there. Mm-hmm. So they start talking to cash flow quadrant. So if you want to do a business like employees, self-employed, business owners, and investors, if you want to come to this side, you have to do something different.
Sure.
So they say, if you don't have any money, if you don't have any experience about business, you have to join us. That way we can teach you. That way you can learn from us. And that way you're going to be a business owner or an investor. Why? What's the difference? The employees and self-employees, they work for money. Investors and business owners, their money works for them.
Right.
So if you don't have any money, if you don't have any experience, you have to join us. That way we can teach you. I said, damn, this is my opportunity, you know, because I was working in restaurants. I see these people in restaurants come have lunch with their team, you know, like I was busing tables. So I was putting water, tea to them. Mm-hmm. Say what they are doing, because I want to do it because I want to have the lifestyle they have, because they go to eat in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. They come to have lunch and they like laughing, you know, like,
sure.
Like they don't have problems, you know,
they have energy. They have excitement. Yeah.
You can see them like talking. I want to be them. You know, I want to be them.
Yeah.
So when these guys told me about cash flow quadrant, that's when my mind changed.
Love it.
So I decided to move to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. That way, because in Sedona is a little city, you know, so you know the same person, you see the same persons every day. So I said, if I want to do this business, I have to go to Phoenix. So I decided to move to Phoenix in 2005. That's when I started to work in this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Then I quit. That was my last job, you know. So I don't do no more MLM right now. But thanks to the MLM marketing, my life changed.
Yeah.
You know, because they was talking about 2 to 5 years. You want to retire from your job, making a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
maybe living in a beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So having money, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody wants money. Everybody likes money. But not everybody wants to do something different to make this kind of money, you know?
So you're growing up 3 hours south of Mexico City, small town?
Small town.
Did you have family that were business owners? Did you have family that had any kind of wealth that you were like looking at and you're like, that's inspiration? Like, I'm trying to think what was, because there's a lot of bussers in a lot of restaurants in a lot of everywhere that see people at restaurants having that energy with their team doing that, and they think nothing of it. So there's something different about you that was like, oh my gosh, what is that? I can be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's something important in your brain. Where do you think that comes from? Where do you think that you got that confidence that, you know what, I can be like that?
You know, in my family, there's no business people.
Okay.
My dad used to do a little business, but I think he gives up, you know, and he don't continue growing the business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the difference, people from USA and people from Mexico, they came here to do a business or to work hard, you know, to save some money.
Right.
And go to Mexico and to put a business in Mexico. You
sure.
know? That was my, thinking like that, because when I came here, I was 12 years old. So I came here to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see these people in the restaurants, I said, I need to do what they are doing because I want their life, you know?
I love it. So you're doing loan modifications for 5 years, right?
Yeah, kind of 5 years. Yeah.
5 years. And then you decide you're going to be a real estate investor, a wholesaler. What'd you decide when it comes to like going after real estate opportunities?
Yeah, wholesaler. Yeah,
wholesaler.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
this is 2015, 16?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 2015, 16. I started working with, I don't know if you know, Jesse Delgadillo.
Okay.
The powerhouse.
Yeah.
These guys, they're amazing people. Mm-hmm. They're my friends. Mm-hmm. So I started working with them. Wholesaling.
You found a company to join?
Mm-hmm.
Were you an acquisition manager? Were you like a bird dog?
Co-wholesaler.
You were co-wholesaler.
Yeah, yeah.
So explain to everybody that doesn't understand what that means. What does co-wholesaler mean?
A co-wholesaler is when you are selling houses for other wholesalers, right?
So you have buyers.
Yeah, I have buyers.
They have the deals.
Correct.
You get a little piece of the action for bringing those Correct. Buyers to the deals.
Correct.
So how did you get those buyers?
You know, we always working with our people, the Spanish picking people.
Right.
Yeah, so it's easy to work with them, you know, on Facebook.
How do they know about you? Are you on social media? Are you in talking about it in gatherings, at church, at family events, at community events? Like, what? How do people know to go to you for real estate deals?
Yeah, social media and other thing. Remember, we used to put a lot of abandoned signs. How do you pronounce?
Yeah,
abandoned signs. You know, those are little signs you put in the corners of the street, and you receive a lot of calls from there. Yeah, more.
What'd you write on them?
House for sale.
Got it.
Cheap house for sale. Call me.
And that's you put it in Spanish or in English?
Spanish.
Yeah.
So casa en venta or condominio en venta.
And then people will call you.
Yeah, yeah. People call you for sure.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay. So now people are calling you. Let me get this right. So you're doing loan modifications and then you're putting out banded signs to get buyers so that you can help your friends that have deals sell their deals to people that you are building a relationship with.
Correct.
Right? And then when did you go out on your own?
So 3 years ago, I find my wife, the girl of my dreams, you know. Everyone is looking for the girl of their dreams. You know? So she changed my life. Why? Because I was doing other businesses. I was going here to here. So when I decided to get married with her, that's when my life changed. I come to work for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago.
So you met the love of your life and you're like, you know what? Let's build something here. Let's build something together. Right.
Yeah, because she don't let me to invest money in other businesses. You know, like you are investing here, you're investing over there. You are losing a lot of money. You have to focus, she says.
Focus.
Yeah, focus. So that's
it's amazing how a really great partner helps you do that.
So so your partner can break you or your partner can build you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So she started building me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I start doing this 100%. Mm-hmm. No more MLMs, no more other businesses, just houses.
So what'd you do? How'd you find opportunities? This is when you're not just co-wholesaling, you're going out and talking to the property owners yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So
and real quick, I just want to make sure that we hit this point real quick because I think it's absolutely vital. Because you talked about doing banded signs and you talked about, you know, talking to people in the community, but also you've done a really great job in social media. I mean, people know what you do. You're loud and you do it more and you've got confidence and people understand that if they want to find a really good discounted property, they come to you. And I think that that's so powerful that you have been brave enough and have the courage enough to turn that camera around and let everybody know what you're up to. And it really has exploded your business, helped to explode your business with your buyers and even some deals with your sellers, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what'd you do in the beginning? You're like, okay, I'm going to set out on my own. How did you start finding deals?
That's when I start listening to your videos, you know, YouTube University.
Yeah.
So I heard all these videos in there. So I find you and I start listening to your videos. So that's how I start cold calling, you know, on my own. Actually, you are talking about dialers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even use a dialer. I was hand dialing, you know.
Right.
Just copy-paste. And I've been finding good deals. Just copy-paste. That's it.
Yeah.
It's easy, you know.
Yeah. So what list do you call? Do you drive around and find properties that are just in rough shape? Are you pulling lists from like PropStream or something like that? Like who are you calling?
I doing both. I am driving for dollars and I download lists from BatchLeads.
I am working with BatchLeads. Yeah.
But my success is from driving for dollars. That's my success for me.
80% of brand new real estate investors get their first deals from Driving for Dollars. And this has been your bread and butter, because I know that there's some deals that we've worked on together and you've gotten them from Driving for Dollars.
Absolutely incredible. I love Driving for Dollars.
Yeah,
I love Driving for Dollars.
It's simple, right? Simple. I think everybody wants to overcomplicate this, right, Valentin? Everybody wants to like overanalyze and get stuck in paralysis by analysis. And then there's guys like you going out there that just go find properties that need renovation, get their address, get the phone number for the owners and call them.
Correct.
You don't even think, I mean, you're calling them right away, right?
Yeah.
You're not waiting to call them. You're not taking your time and thinking about it and trying to comp them or anything. You're talking to those property owners right away to see if they want to sell.
Correct.
Right?
So, and I love these properties. The more destroyed the property is, I really love the property, you know. The more destroyed the property is, the more I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know. I've seen some of the deals that you have flipped, you know, or the ones that you have wholesaled. And some of them are really need a lot of love. But you know what? People go in there and then they fix it up. And then that property that was been sitting vacant on the street for the last 5 or 10 years, all of a sudden now looks amazing and is selling for like triple what you sold it for, because the neighborhoods are coming up and there's a lack of inventory right now and people need places to live. And you're finding these opportunities. It's incredible.
That's true. Yeah. Can I talk to you a little bit about this property? It's Please. Been vacant for 10 years.
Is this a deal that you've done?
Yeah.
Are we doing a deal breakdown right now? Let's do it.
You told me.
Yes. Let's do it.
I am ready for
it. Yes.
Yeah. So there is this property has been vacant there for 10, 12 years. So this owner, so I was calling him and one day he answered.
This is a Driving for Dollars?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he answered to me and he says, hey, I'm in vacations. Please call me in a week. So after a week, I call him back and he says, yeah, I want to sell, but maybe I'm going to list it. I have a agent friend that he's going to list it for me. I said, okay, how about if I buy it for cash and you save the 6% that you're going to pay him?
Yeah.
He said, okay, let me think about it and I let you know. Okay. Yeah. So like you said, the money is in the follow. After that, I call him again and I call him again. So he called me once.
Yeah.
Hey, Valentine. So, hey, Valentine. He says, I received a letter from the city. I said, okay, come to the office, bring the letter and I let you know what's going on. So when he bring the letter, so he has code violations.
Code violations.
Yeah. So the city wants him to cut the grass because the grass was too high, you know, or the windows, you know, because he has broken windows. He has a fence in the back, was like almost in the ground. So he wants them to take the fence as well. Mm-hmm. And I told him, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of everything. Yes. Sign me the contract.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
That's the perfect approach, though. I'm telling you, you know, if you take out all the roadblocks and you really solve the problems for these property owners, they will work with you. They'll love you. They'll send you Christmas cards. They'll refer other people to you. Like, our job is to make it as smooth as possible for the 6 to 10% of the real estate market that's in distress at all times. That is our job. One, to find them. Two, to have a quality conversation with them. And three, to solve their problems. That's Correct. It. That's the 1-2-3-step process for finding amazing deals. And there's a great Dolph DeRouse quote in that book right there, Real Estate Riches. The deal of a lifetime comes around about once a week. It does. It really does. And you're doing it. I mean, you're doing incredible deals all the time. So to get back, sorry, I was just getting excited. To get back to your deal breakdown, it was vacant. Was it in rough condition?
Really rough condition.
Okay. Like it needed a full gut job. Full it needed rehab. Electric and plumbing and roof Everything. And the whole thing, right?
Everything.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got that. And how much did he want for it? Did he own it free and clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was free and clear. He won $72,000.
$72,000.
In that time.
Yep.
When he came with the letter, city letter.
Yeah.
He won like 77, something like that. 74, 75.
Yeah.
And I told him, last time we was talking about 72,000.
Right.
And I told him, hey, and I'm going to fix everything, man, for you. You don't have to care about anything. You don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
Just sign me the contract for 72,000.
Yep.
And I take care of everything.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, perfect. Let's do it. So that's how I get this property.
Yeah.
After that, so I have to clean the property, clean the yard, board the windows. So you I did everything. Yeah.
Personally.
And I was, yeah, me. I was
sent, you're mowing the lawn.
Not me. I send my people. You know, I send this guy to clean the yard. I send this guy to board the windows.
Yeah.
So and I pay everything.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's how I get this property.
Yeah.
So after like 3-4 weeks, we close the property.
Right.
And you know what? This property was, we have to go by probate.
Probate.
Yeah, because his parents died like 10, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the property was vacant, because they died, so they never go back to the property.
Mm.
I just remember, property was vacant like 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because the parents died, and they never go back to the property.
So did it have to go through probate to get the ownership?
Yeah.
And then you were able to close it?
Correct.
Amazing. Now, did you buy it or did you wholesale it right away?
I do a double escrow.
Yep.
Yeah, so I do a double escrow. So
basically a double escrow or a double close or double escrow? Which one?
Double close.
Double close. Is Valentin closes in the same exact day, correct. Maybe an hour after that, his cash buyer closes as well. So he actually takes ownership. So it's not a what would be considered a true wholesale or an assignment. It is an actual flip. You actually flipped it. I mean, it's an hour flip, so it's not that long of a flip. It's a quick flip, but you owned it and then sold it. That's what a double close is. There's also something called a double escrow. These are going to be really important in the times coming up. I'm telling you, it's going to be more and more important to understand what a double close, double escrow is. Phenomenal. So you got it for $72,000. What did you sell it for?
I sell it for like $112,000.
Okay.
And then I cash out my check for like $47,000 in this property.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It had to be more than that. You had to have sold it for like $119,000 or something, right? $47,000 for 72, I think if I'm doing my math right, it's about $119,000. Phenomenal. $47,000. I see it. I know.
There's the check.
The problem is you have too many of these checks to remember all of them perfectly. So here we go. Ring that bell.
I was waiting for this.
Yes. Listen, I mean, this is incredible, Valentin. I mean, you moved here at 12 years old, no English, no money, started, you know, working right away, got into restaurant work, got into loan modification, got into multi-level marketing, got into real estate, doing co-wholesales, and then building your own real estate business over the last 3 years. I've had the pleasure of having you in my office every single week. Your wife makes incredible, incredible treats for us on special occasions. It's phenomenal. And we consider you part of the family here. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited that you brought, you know, your stack of checks that you've deposited this year, because, you know, we're looking at this, you know, we're looking at what we did this year. It's been our best year ever. It's been your best year ever. And I think that this is important to share with people because, you know, some people say, well, wholesaling, more people are learning about it, or, you know, maybe is it a good time to get in right now? Or can you really do real estate investing in this hot of a market? All of these limiting beliefs that people have without testing it out and actually going out there. But what you'll find is if you actually go out there and you're proactive and you go help out the owners of properties that are in distress, you will always win. Since the beginning of time, people have been doing this and it'll go on forever. And that's what's so exciting about this business is once you learn the skill of sourcing discounted properties, you can do all of it. You can flip, you can build your rental portfolio, you can be a developer, you can own commercial properties, you can own big apartments, you can be the bank on deals. You can do so much, but it starts. If you're starting with nothing, no experience, or maybe a little bit of experience, or maybe a little bit of money or no money, you can start with it. This is the way out. This is the path. If you have a brain that says, you know what, I don't want to live an average life. I don't want to just do a 9-to-5. I don't want to be stuck, as you said, in a small box and want to do something and have control of my life. This is the business. You're proof of it.
Yeah. There's opportunities for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a couple of properties I've been competing with other investors, sure. You know, and I love when that happens, you know, because I know my competition, you know, mm-hmm. they are offer them low offers, you know.
Yep.
So I love when that happens because I know I'm gonna get the house for sure, you know.
Yep.
Because I can offer them a little bit more because sure. My buyers are paying more because I just want to wholesale, you know. I don't want to fix and flip because it's different when you have to buy house to fix and flip than when you're going to have
absolutely
when you're going to buy a house to just wholesale, you know?
Yep.
So there's opportunities for everyone. You just have to look for those opportunities.
Yeah.
Because I've been competing with other investors and I do get the properties.
Yep.
I just make $20,000 like last month from this other property. And that happens two times to me. Then when I call them, hey, this is Valentine. I am calling about this property I believe you own, you know, your script.
Yeah.
Best script ever.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, perfect. Just come tomorrow. Another investor is going to come at 9 a.m. Just come at 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like half an hour after they leave, you know?
Yeah.
I said, perfect. I'll be there.
Yeah.
So I get like a couple properties like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like another investor show before me. I show after them and people think about it, see their offer, see my offer, and they decide to sell to me.
I love it. I love it. So give some advice to somebody that's just starting, that somebody that just found out what wholesaling is, somebody that has that spirit of being a real estate investor. What advice would you give them?
First, change your mind. You have to change your mind.
Okay.
And you have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn.
What do you mean by change your mind?
Change your mind, start seeing your podcast, you know, that's how you change your mind, you know, change your mind. Instead, if you have a job, instead, think about job, instead, think about hourly, weekly.
Or, don't trade time for money.
Yeah, yeah. Don't trade time for money.
Right.
Go and read this book, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Cash Flow Quadrant.
I love it.
You're going to see where you at and where you want to be. If you are not where you want to be, just change what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I love it. I love it. That's how do people get a hold of you? How do people reach out to you? Is it your Instagram? Give people a way to reach out to you and say congratulations, or maybe they want to buy a deal here in Phoenix, or maybe they want to squat up with you. How do they do that?
Yeah, for sure. My Instagram, AC Home Cash Buyers.
AC
Home Cash Buyers.
Cash Buyers.
AC Home Cash Buyer.
So buyer.
Buyer. Yeah.
Okay.
AC Home Cash Buyer.
AZ is in Arizona, right? Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Awesome.
And my Facebook, Valentin Trujillo.
Mm-hmm.
We not the E in the end, you know?
Valentine.
Yeah, Valentine, right. Valentin. I know
and it's funny because you had said it when you were talking about when you call people, you say Valentine.
Yeah, I'm
it's
always,
easier for them to,
for sure.
to remember it, right? I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Well, the Spanish-speaking people, I say Valentin. The English-speaking people, I say Valentine.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, Valentine.
Yeah. Well, it's been incredible. Thank you. I mean, what an inspiration. I mean, this is bananas. This is absolutely incredible what you've been able to do, and you're growing your business, and the future looks bright. So when you're looking at the next 5 years, what are your goals for the next 5 years? What do you see? Is it building a big portfolio? Is it flipping more properties? Is it just wholesaling and keeping a lot of cash? I mean, what do you see the next 5 years?
Yeah.
I think it's important for people to like realize where you're from and where you're going.
Yeah. My goal is to have a big portfolio.
How many?
For sure. If I do 100 to start, 100 doors, you know, to start, I think that'd be great. I know.
You want apartments? You want single family? What do you want?
Single families, condominiums, and apartments. Yeah.
Okay.
Like fourplex, sixplex. Doesn't matter, you know. Yeah, I want to build a big portfolio, you know, for my family, for my future, when I am old, you know.
Yeah. Love it. Valentine.
Retirement.
Valentine.
For my retirement.
What? Valentine, thank you for being on here. You are an absolute
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. I love seeing you every week. And you're part of the family here. So guys, that is it. What an incredible story. If you are interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing like Valentine here, it is the TTP family. It is the TTP coaching program. Go to wholesalinginc.com/TTP. That's wholesalinginc.com/TTP. Check out what it's all about. Check out all the testimonials. You're going to have to scroll for a long time because there's a lot of success stories and checks posted there. But if it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call and I look forward to working with you personally. And that is it. That is it. We close out this show as I do with every show, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.